The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, protests continue in Albania over the plans of Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to build a luxury resort on Albania's only island, Sazan. And joining me to discuss the latest updates in Albania is Helena Smith, The Guardian's Athens-based correspondent. You're welcome to the show, Helena. Thank you for being with us.
Pleasure.
So these protests, they've been going on now for some weeks. What's been happening?
Well, this weekend, so the biggest protest ever, the 35th protest in a row. They've been going on for over a month. And basically what started as an environmental outcry over these Jared Kushner, who of course is married to Ivanka Trump, the eldest daughter of the US president, a Jared Kushner-linked real estate project that would see vast tracts of protected areas, ecologically sensitive areas in the south of Albania being developed. In one case, a 10,000 villa super luxury resort being built on a stretch of beautiful land. I saw it with my own eyes just a few days ago, opposite Sazan. There are in fact two projects, one on Sazan, Albania's only island, and one across the water on this a peninsula, both linked to Jared Kushner, both having drawn the incredible ire and voice of protests and dissidents from Albanians across the country, mm-hmm. and indeed across the Albanian diaspora. We've seen lots and lots of Albanians from the UK, from America, flying into Albania simply to join these protests.
And the Prime Minister in Albania is supportive of this Kushner project, isn't he?
He is very much supportive of it. Why? Because it is the biggest foreign investment that Albania has had to date. And he sees himself as pioneering, leading this battle to bring foreign direct investment into what still remains one of the poorest countries in Europe, on the continent of Europe. And of course, until 30 years ago, was subject to one of the most brutal forms, if not the most brutal form, of communism. It was a Stalinist regime, very, very closed off from the rest of the world. So Albanians do take their democracy very seriously.
So how did the Trump Kushners discover this? Well, Ivanka has said, hasn't she, in a podcast, that they were on a friend's boat. I assume it was a very nice yacht. We stopped for a swim and we swam to the island. We went on a hike all the way up to the top and we were just captivated. So they passed it and they said, we'll have that.
Sort of almost. That's almost what she's suggesting. There's a bit of Christopher Columbus or at least that is what Albanian protesters say, slant about this story, that this rich, entitled woman was on a boat, happens to be the US president's daughter. This is all in their words. Saw this beautiful island. It seemed to be uninhabited. Indeed, it is uninhabited. It was a former military base, but has been uninhabited for the last 25 years. Fell in love with it, had an almost spiritual connection with the place, walked up to the top of of one of the mountains on the island barefoot and decided that was it. She was going with her real estate investor husband. She was going to develop it. All of this happened a couple of years ago. The couple were said to be traveling with their great friend, Nat Rothschild. This cannot be confirmed, on his super duper yacht when they sailed past the island. Nat Rothschild is, of course, has connections with Corfu, which is very, very close to Albania.
Now, this could cause problems for Albania as well when it comes to their desire to become part of the European Union, because their MEP saying this is going to be a problem if you don't change course over this. In particular, there's a Dutch MEP who is going to lead a fact-finding mission to Albania, and this could be very problematic for the country, couldn't it?
Indeed. In fact, that Dutch MEP has actually been to Albania, has led that fact-finding mission to the Tiny Balkan Nation, and has come away rather unimpressed, very impressed by the scale and devotion of protesters to these demonstrations, most of which are concentrated in Tirana, indeed on the boulevard right outside the Prime Minister's office, a 1930s building where every night opponents coalesce and call for the resignation of Edi Rama, the Prime Minister in power for the last 13 years. The Dutch MEP and other MEPs with her who joined those protests said they were very impressed by them and less impressed by government officials who said, hey, well, you know, Albania is not a member of the EU yet. It's a front runner, as we know, in its candidacy to become a member. And Edi Rama, the Prime Minister, has made joining the EU his central policy in his fourth term in power. But Albanian officials, and indeed Rama, is saying, we are going to go ahead with these controversial developments, and we will make sure that they're in line with EU environmental laws and standards. And what the EU MEPs are saying, and many in the European Commission are saying, is, no, you have to stop construction now, mm-hmm. then we'll talk about it, and then we'll continue with those EU accession negotiations.
So, Helena, when you were there a few days ago and you were looking at all of this, are the diggers in, the heavy machinery, while the protests are continuing every weekend, is the work ongoing too?
No, not at this stage, because it's been stopped. And that was the trigger, the fact that the heavy machinery, bulldozers went in, bulldozed their way through ancient dunes, forests in this highly fragile ecological zone on the peninsula opposite Sazan. That was the trigger for, and indeed private contractors then erected a fence stopping the public from accessing the area. That all of that was the spark that led to the first protests that then just spread across Albania and have become a much wider thing about rule of law, about disaffection with cronyism, alleged corruption, etc. In government.
Helena, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Helena Smith there from The Guardian.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.